My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is now a Fox News military analyst. During his time in uniform, he rose to the number three position in the U.S. Air Force, serving as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff. He has joined us many times to talk about the latest in Iraq, from the invasion in 2003 all the way to the present. And today we're getting disturbing reports that while we're apparently making great progress against ISIS, the sectarian problems that have always existed in Iraq are rearing their heads again, this time in the form of Iraqi forces attacking Kurds in an effort to control the city of Kirkuk. Here's Matt Lauer on the Today Show explaining what happened.
Iraqi federal forces have launched a major operation that's aimed at driving Kurdish forces from the disputed city of Kirkuk. Troops have not yet entered that city, but residents reported hearing what sounds like shelling and rocket fire. Kurdish forces took control of Kirkuk back in 2014 when ISIS swept across northern Iraq and the country's armed forces crumbled. Iraq has since demanded that the city be handed back to federal control. Tensions have escalated since the Kurds voted for independence in a non-binding referendum last month. The conflict puts the United States in a difficult position because both the Iraqi army and those Kurdish forces are our allies in the fight against ISIS.
So, General, a lot of different parts here. Obviously, the Kurds want their independence. The Iraqi government doesn't like that. On the other hand, the Kurds were the ones who actually helped to stop the ISIS surge when the Iraqi forces dropped their weapons and ran in the opposite direction. Both of these are, on paper, our allies. So what's the proper U.S. posture here?
Boy, this is very complex. My gut feel, Greg, is clearly that we should be supporting the Kurds. They, in fact, resurrected Kirkuk when ISIS tried to take it over and the Iraqi government fled. So they should be given credit for that. The creation of a separate state called Kurdistan is very complex with the Turks and everybody over there. But I do believe that we've got to get in there and put some leadership behind it. We do not want, and the people attacking them are primarily these Shiite organizations that the Iranians set up for the Iraqi military. And so I think that we've got to get our hands on it very quickly and not let it get out of control. The people on the scene have the best understanding of it, but we clearly do not want to have a fight between the Kurds and the Iraqi federal government.
Following up on what you just said there, General, I remember back at the time that ISIS lost control of Mosul, and while everyone in the West, of course, was celebrating the fact that ISIS had lost, you said there's a sobering footnote and a major footnote to this, and that's that Iraqi Shiite militias were a big part of defeating ISIS there. So given this cozy relationship between the Shiites in Iran and the Iraqi government, if we take a position that seems sympathetic to the Kurds, is that only going to push the Iraqi government more into the arms of Iran?
Well, let's not kid ourselves. The Iraqi government is already in the hands of Iran. And whether they can go further or not is another question. But we're having our own challenges with the Iranian government on the JCPOA, the nuclear agreement. And I think you can see that this is only going to get worse because of the expansive nature of Iran. This is not an easy one to solve. And clearly, I don't have a recommendation. You got at the top of the discourse here my feeling that we ought to be supporting the Kurds in this particular situation because the Kurds have been our primary ally in defeating ISIS over there. And so they're in the fight right now for Raqqa. So I'm more than inclined to want to support them. I'm not sure where our government's going to go, but I do believe that we ought to make it so that since the Kurds saved Kirkuk from ISIS, that they ought to be given credit for that and start working things out diplomatically with the Iraqi government.
Sir, we've talked many times about the factionalism, the sectarianism there with the Shia, the Sunni, and the Kurds, and you've obviously studied even far more deeply than we've covered in our conversations. Do these groups hate each other even more sometimes than their mutual enemies?
Well, there is a lot of dissension because the Kurds, who have really been our best ally over there, are far more akin to our Western values, even though they're Muslim, than some of the other nation states in the Secretariat. They do not want a separate Kurdistan, because Kurdistan would then move into Iran. You've got it in Iraq. You've got it in Syria. You've got it in Turkey. And all those nations are dreadfully afraid of a separate Kurdistan. But I think it's been in the cards for a long time. And our leadership role over there on this is going to be very, very important. I'm delighted that we've got a President Trump who would be willing to make some of the hard decisions on what transpires over there right now. No clear, easy answer, though I will say that, Greg.
Does it commit our forces there, not to necessarily take sides, but to perhaps, I don't know, peacekeepers or something, given how much we've invested already, the idea of even if we wipe out ISIS, to then let sectarianism utterly destroy this country seems to not leave us with a lot to point to for all the time and blood and treasure we spent there.
You're exactly right. And so that's why it's going to take State Department and defense working closely together with all parties to create a solution that is satisfactory. But it will take U.S. leadership, strong leadership, to do that.
How confident are you that leadership is there? You mentioned the president. What about Secretary Tillerson, Nikki Haley, and the rest of our diplomatic team?
Well, I'm pretty confident, particularly with Secretary Haley and Tillerson. But you're going to need defense there, and we can be the difference. If we rolled in some of our air power, there'd be no question what the outcome would be. But then we're fighting the own people that were there to defend. So that's why it is so complicated, and we need a lot of hands-on leadership over there.
Last question, sir. If, in fact, as it seems, that the mullahs from Iran are calling the shots for the most part in Baghdad, do you think they're ever going to agree to anything that we would find acceptable?
No. They're going to try to screw up the works completely. But that's why we're going to need leadership there. And my analysis is that Iran is on a path that we need a regime change with the mullahs. And we ought to admit it. And there's so many allies over there that will help us change that regime and create a different calculus over there, that we need to be looking at that very seriously.
Well, General, you certainly stated it well, as you do in all of our conversations, that the Kurds really were the ones who gutted it out when others would not engage in the fight with ISIS. And so, obviously, our admiration for them is extensive. And, of course, we're looking to find some sort of amiable solution here. But as history has proven in that region, it's elusive, to say the least. So thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.